This is the Netgroup Investments Insights Podcast, where one or more of our experts explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Trevor Garvin from Netgroup Investments Multi-Manager. Today's voice note is entitled, Markets Face a Tough Week as Bond Yields, Oil and Geopolitics Test Resilience. In the United States, the major share indices recovered on Friday, but still ended the week lower. The S&P 500 declined by almost 1.4% over the week. The Nasdaq fell 2.1% and the Dow Jones down just under 1%. The central issue was not a collapse in economic activity. It was the renewed rise in longer-dated government bond yields, together with concern about inflation, fiscal sustainability, and the supply of government debt. The US 10-year Treasury yield ended on Friday close to 4.74%, while the 30-year yield remained above 5.2%. The pressure was especially visible in technology and other long-duration growth assets. Information technology was one of the weakest US sectors for the week. By contrast, energy and healthcare held up better. International markets were mixed. The FTSE 100 managed a small weekly gain, but the broader European market and Germany's DAX ended lower. In Asia, Hong Kong was a notable positive performer, while Japan's Nikkei fell almost 4% for the week. Emerging markets in aggregate held up better than developed markets. Gold is trading around $4,700 per ounce after another strong week. The metal gained roughly 6% over the five trading days to Friday. That strength reflects a mix of safe haven demand, concern about government debt, and continued geopolitical risk. Oil also moved higher last week. Brent crude ended Friday around $94 per barrel. The diplomatic deadlock around the Strait of Hormuz, together with the prospect of additional US financial pressures on Iran, kept a material risk premium in energy prices. The rand has nevertheless strengthened and is trading at approximately 16 rand and 2 cents to the US dollar. That is an important buffer. A firmer currency can soften some of the imported inflation pressure created by higher oil prices, although it cannot remove the risk entirely if energy prices remain elevated. On the local equity market, the JSE All Share was down about 0.7% on Monday. This followed a strong prior week in which the market had been supported by resources shares. The message is that South African assets are benefiting from the commodity backdrop and rand strength, but they remain exposed to shifts in global yields, risk appetite, and geopolitics. Among the domestic headlines, the Mashlanga Commission and related policing and anti-corruption issues remain prominent. Reporting last week focused on Kat Matlala's evidence, including statements concerning Lieutenant General Shadrach Sibiya and an IDAC investigation. Separately, the African Transformation Movement is challenging President Cyril Ramaphosa's attempt to set aside the Palapala panel report. On the economy, recent reporting indicates that July inflation slowed to 4.3%, while the rand's move back to 16 rand to the dollar has improved the near-term imported inflation picture. Geopolitically, the Strait of Hormuz remains the key market risk. The latest reporting suggests that shipping activity through the strait remained well below pre-crisis levels over the past weekend. The United States is preparing additional financial measures against Iran, while Tehran has threatened wider disruption to Persian Gulf oil exports if pressure escalates. Beyond the Middle East, trade and industrial policy remain important. US tariff policy and US-China discussions continue to shape the outlook for global trade, technology, and supply chains. US tariffs of 50% were introduced on some Canadian exports to the US, with Canada implementing some reciprocal tariffs. Finally, an update on sport. The major rugby result was a disappointing one for South Africa. The All Blacks beat the Springboks 33 points to 16 at Ellis Park on Saturday in the first of a four-match test series. The next test is in Cape Town on Saturday, with the build-up already focused on possible selection changes. The English Premier League also returned over the weekend, with Arsenal opening with a 3-0 victory over Coventry. The broad conclusion for investors is that markets remain resilient, but the balance of risks has become less comfortable. In this environment, diversification, valuation discipline, and a focus on portfolio resilience remain essential. That brings us to the end of this week's market, economic, and sporting wrap. Until next time, with thanks, Trevor.
This podcast is for marketing purposes only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.